This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Joe Kelly. The KRLD Morning News continues now with Heather Behrens and John Little.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we are learning more about this problem in Grand Prairie with the water supply today, at least north of I-20. So all schools around there are closed because of this water issue. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
The reason for this is what the city calls a foaming agent in the water. But what that is and how it got there, no one's talking about that. It all means Grand Prairie schools have canceled classes today. But the administration seems pretty sure this will get taken care of today because it's already confirming that everything will be back to normal on Thursday. The city will have free bottled water to hand out at City Hall. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, because of the water problems, it's not just schools. Some businesses in Grand Prairie have had to close. This man told our partners at NBC 5 he had ordered some Mickey D's this morning, went to pick it up, only to find the store was shut.
Honestly, I didn't even notice the signs until I pulled up and didn't know there was even a water problem in Grand Prairie, to be honest. I'd probably cut my losses and head back home.
It is 7:05 at KRLD, and the news continues. The State Fair of Texas starts in about 3.5 weeks, and we still don't have an answer about whether firearms will be allowed. As a matter of fact, KRLD's LP Phillips says we still don't have a date for a first hearing.
It's been almost a week since Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed suit to stop a ban on people carrying firearms at this year's fair. But so far, the lawsuit has not been entered into the Dallas County court system. And until it is, there is no case number, no assigned judge, and no hearings can be scheduled. When it does go before a judge, the decision is certain to be appealed by the losing side, and time is getting tight to get this done before the fair starts September 27th. The fair wants to ban firearms after last year's shooting that left 3 wounded. The Attorney General, suing on behalf of House Republican members, says barring people from lawfully carrying guns is against the Constitution. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's been several days since Dallas police officer Darren Burks was executed, police say, while sitting in his squad car in the parking lot of a community center. Now, the community is coming together in response as it tries to process this tragedy.
Fort Oak Cliff officially opened their doors again since the shooting. The parking lot played host to a vigil for Officer Darren Burks. People who live and grew up in this area stopped by at a place known for really bringing the community together.
Sucks that it's a lot of tragedies that's bringing us together, but I can tell that Dallas is acting like a family.
Fort Oak Cliff is an organization that for years has been dedicated to finding solutions in a community with so many possibilities for regrowth and rebirth. And this quote in the Dallas Morning News from an opinion piece about the murder really sums up how so many in this community feel. It said, quote, "The tragedy at its doorstep is a violation of the spirit of the nonprofit's work."
That is NBC 5's Larry Collins reporting from Oak Cliff.
DeSoto police say the man who was shot and killed by one of their officers on Sunday had a warrant out for his arrest and a long criminal history. 34-year-old Jesse Martinez of Dallas was shot after police say he refused to drop a weapon during a confrontation with officers while he was also holding a small child. There was a warrant for his arrest on a charge of aggravated kidnapping for ransom. Police say his criminal history included the aggravated sexual assault of a minor and attacks on police officers.
Fort Worth police are investigating a road rage incident involving an off-duty officer. Now, this happened late yesterday afternoon, and we're gathering this information now. The officer reported a hit and run on 35W near Morningside Drive, and the officer began following the suspect's vehicle and told 911 the truck tried to ram him. Again, remember, the officer was off duty at the time. Now, moments later, gunshots were fired. The chase ended on the 35W service road near Bellevue. That's where police found the suspect with multiple gunshot wounds. The driver was treated on the scene, taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And now the investigation is ongoing.
Some turbulence at Southwest Airlines. KRLD's Austin York has more.
The activist investor group Elliott Management has filed paperwork announcing they have over 61 million common shares of Southwest Airlines stock, over 10%, and are pushing for a special shareholders meeting. The hedge fund wants to remove Southwest CEO Bob Jordan and Chairman Gary Kelly. They also will nominate 10 people to the board of 15. Both sides are set to meet next Monday. Back in July, the airline announced it would be switching to assigned seating and would be adding more red-eye flights. Elliott believes this isn't enough and will discuss solutions to the issues they believe have caused Southwest Airlines stock to lose nearly half its value over the past 3 years. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Are you registered to vote? Well, there is a rush to get voters registered before the November election. Here's KRLD's Michael Board.
Both parties are shooting out letters containing voter applications. The problem? Elections officials say they're filled with mistakes. Some are going to the relatives of dead people. Others are falsely claiming that voters need to re-register for the November election.
I don't want them to be anxious. I don't want them to be intimidated. I don't want them to be angry. And that's what we are seeing.
Barrett County Elections Administrator Jackie Callinan says they're adding to the fear that non-citizens are voting in Texas. There is a series of checks and balances, and it's the Secretary of State's office that assigns the voter registration numbers. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, in addition to the medals, Keller's Austin Smith has another honor. She brought home silver and bronze from the Paris Olympics in skeet shooting. And last night, her hometown of Keller, the city council presented her with a key to the city.
First off, I was not expecting this at all. It's an honor to receive this. It really is, and to be recognized by my city. I know there's a lot of Olympians that still live around here and aren't from here originally who would love to have this. So this means a lot to me.
Just the sixth time the key to the city of Keller has ever been awarded. Also, Burleson's Connor Price was honored at his Tarleton State University yesterday for his silver medal in Paris.
And the Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing after no one hit the winning number last night. The prize is now estimated at $740 million. If you choose the cash option after taxes, you'd take home $366 million. It's the seventh largest jackpot in the game's history, and the next drawing is set for Friday night.
The Rangers may be having a forgettable season, but rookie Wyatt Langford is showing big promise. Last night, he was up with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth and the team down by a run.
The set by Holmes, and the payoff pitch swung on and a deep drive to left. That ball is way, way back. That ball is history. A walk-off slam for Wyatt Langford.
It's the first time the Rangers have won with a walk-off grand slam since Nelson Cruz did it in the ALCS against the Tigers in 2011. Does Wyatt always stay calm in those big moments?
I try to. I like to say that I do. But yeah, like I said, I mean, it's really cool when you can come through in those moments.
With the series tied at 1, the Rangers host the Yankees again tonight at 7:05. SMU Athletics makes its largest between the lines statement since moving to the ACC.
Cullen with the set. Chimay. It's over. SMU with a program defining win.
The SMU Mustangs volleyball team upsetting the number 2 team in the country, Nebraska, in straight sets at Moody Coliseum last night. The call on ACC Network.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.